Hi everyone, today is February 25th, 2024. We are getting very close to the World Cup 2026, which most likely will be beginning in June or July of 2026. Lots to talk about as this Lenten journey continues. There is some inspirational ideas being thought about in the wilderness by the apostles, by the anchor, and maybe some hopeful progression can be actually made. What I see here is that the stadium in Calgary, McMahon Stadium, has been unoccupied for the Calvary FC versus Orlando Sundogs first leg game, which was showcased in British Columbia at Starlight Stadium. What was witnessed there was a team that was very unsure about home field advantage. It seemed like they were missing it. And they do still have another chance to go to Orlando and make this a game. But the result was very, very, very hard to take. It was like a football match, a field goal distance. And hats off to the boys that they've gotten that far. They actually could test their abilities against the USA MLS side of Orlando Sundogs, which is relatively one of the recent additions to the USA MLS. Several other teams joined after them, but they are still relatively fairly a new MLS side in the recent decade. It was supposedly a reunion call. I the way we kind of saw it when it was first chosen in the rankings between all the other teams from all the other respective leagues. It wasn't meant to be. It just didn't happen because the team did not play at home. We were hoping to go, but there was still snow on the ground here in Calgary. There was signs of sunlight that was possibly melting the snow, but the turnout wasn't going to be really expected for McMahon Stadium, but more for a grass game at Starlight Stadium. And moving forward, the World Cup is coming close to Calgary. It's right now being hosted in Vancouver and Toronto. A little bit of a sidekick for many Canadians in different provinces. It feels like their kids won't get to see the games. It's going to be very disappointing for the kids that won't be able to travel to Toronto or Vancouver for the games because of the costs and etc. And it would be very hopeful that we could get several more stadiums on board for Canada in this World Cup. Infantino hasn't said anything yet except raise his hands with two fingers, saying one and two. And that's about it for now, or he's saying peace. And we see that it would be very helpful for Calgary to make some wise choices here in the next coming weeks, months, to help support the McMahon Stadium renovation for FIFA World Cup 2026. A bright legend in Owen Hargreaves, one of the first Calgarian-born players to win the UEFA Champions League trophy, one of the most difficult, prestigious trophies to ever win in a career. And that was done by a Calgarian-born player who later on chose to play for his mother's country in England. A wise decision to get very far into the European Championships. A very good childhood hero here for many young kids growing up. And to see him on the world stage is just phenomenal. And to see Calgary on the world stage is respected. And that's what we would like to see here with Calgary going forward. It would just be a very good venture. I have made a few lost friends since my previous working days here with this bakery. It's called the Big Blues Bakery. It's owned by the brothers of the Kala brothers, Lebanese brothers. And I had made a suggestion to them after buying baklava the last time around that it would be really nice, and I think it would be the best idea that I see right now for a multitude purchase, rather simply, of $20 or less for a box of baklava with, I think, over 20 different selections. It would be something that maybe the Dakala brothers would donate to the stadium build as part of this good idea for children's hope in soccer. It has yet to be understood and discussed. Therefore, I am just addressing it today in public, saying we had tried to make a cold call about Calgary Stadium renovation 2026 with Infantino, the FIFA club president, checking if we are going to be able to back ourselves up to receive some sort of additional support from the FIFA funding sectors. And we know that in Qatar, it was very well funded and very well engineered stadiums. We expect to see the same here in Calgary. We don't want to be overshadowed by Qatar. We want to raise our level of sport and recognition on the world stage, especially when we have an opportunity like this, which sometimes only comes every so often, sometimes maybe every 4 years, sometimes even as long as 40 years as it is in Israel or so. Therefore, we'll see what will happen. It's very nice to actually spread the word. Please spread the word that baklava boxes for $20 or less and would go to Stadium Calgary donations for renovation of McMahon Stadium and possibly a purchase. It would be very intriguing to see what can happen, but that's the only goal right now for the kids, especially playing in the grassroots Calgary area, and the Cavalry hoping to progress in the CPL next season with more magical results. But that's about it. Perhaps it will work, perhaps it won't. But remember, stay positive and pray to God it will. Have a nice day. Bye for now.